Sri Vishnu Sahasra Nama, name 968, Tara. This name came earlier in verse 37 of Vishnu Sahasranam, name 340. It derives from the idea of crossing over, swimming. So it means Vishnu, as Tara, helps the jivas to cross the ocean of material existence. We just had, just right before this, the name Bhuvarswartaru, which Shankaracharya interpreted in a very similar meaning, who gets us across the material world. In name 340, Parashabhata gave the idea of saving us from the fear of this material existence. And he quoted in this regard from the Shruti, Atharva Shiras, Garbha Janma Jara Marana Sangsara Sagara Mahabhayatareti. He makes everyone, or whoever crosses, he's the one who gets them across the great fear of the ocean of material existence, which comprises of conception, birth, old age, and death. Therefore, he is called Tara. By his very nature, Bhagavan is beyond all these conditions. We just had the name before, two names previously. Janma Mrityu Jarati Ga. He who is beyond birth, death, old age, and all other such conditions. So he's personally beyond all this, and he brings us beyond all of this. Daivi Esha Gunamai Mamamaya Duratyaya. It's very hard to get out of this very difficult condition, but he is the one who takes us. If we surrender to him, he takes us across. Samsara is always compared to an ocean. That's sometimes compared to a burning fire, sometimes compared to an ocean, and he helps us, just like a ferry, even to cross a river. How can we get across a river? It's very difficult to cross. And maybe you can swim, but what if you have goods to carry also? But with a ferry boat, we can very easily cross over. It's a standard reference to him. There's also a Divya Desham in Tamil Nadu called Tirunavai, which literally means Tiru, blessed, glorious, and Navai means ship. So the Lord residing there, Mukunda, he gives moksha, or he takes across those who worship him. Of course, not only in that place, wherever he is worshipped. One example that's given, Vedanta Deshika has given this example, and others have given this example, that a little insect on a mountain peak, if a little insect has to cross from one mountain peak to the next, he can't. A non-flying insect. How can he go from one mountain peak to another? He can't do it. It's just beyond his ability. But if somehow he gets onto the back of a lion, which can just whoosh, leap over, then he can very easily cross over. All we have to do is to surrender to Nrisimha, the man-lion form of the Lord, or Vishnu in any form. And very easily he will take us across. The same example of the ferry. All we have to do is get in the ferry, and the ferryman will take us across by the ferry boat. course, there's some condition. You have to pay the ferryman. So there's some condition also. We have to surrender to him. Savadhaman parityaja mame kam sharanam vraja, giving up everything else, just fully take shelter in me. Aham tvam sarvapapebhyo moksha yishami ma sucha. Then I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Don't worry. We don't have to worry. If we take shelter of Krishna, we'll deliver us from all sinful reactions means he'll take us across the ocean of material existence. Last time I commented on this verse, I quoted the favorite Bengali kirtan, ke jabe tarai bhava shindupa, kali yuga dhanna chaitanya avata. Who will cross? Who will cross? Who will go in the boat to cross the ocean of material existence? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as an avatar in this Kali Yuga to give us the holy name. Holy name, simple method, crossover. Krishna is non-different from his holy name. Kali Yuga nama rupe Krishna avatar nam huite hoi sarva jagat nishta. Nistar means the same. Names means the same as Tara, to deliver. So in this Kali Yuga, Krishna has descended as an avatar, as his holy name, and the whole universe can be delivered by this. Shankaracharya gives the same meaning. Vishnu helps us cross the ocean of samsara. He particularly refers to Vishnu's delivering us via the pranav mantra. By meditating, by chanting this mantra, pranav means om. So this chanting this uplifts one from the ocean of material existence. Again, we refer to the previous name, bhuvaswartaru. This bhuvaswa, the three vyaharitis, the three utterances in the Brahma Gayatri, which begins with Omkar, Pranava. So in this way, Shankara is connecting these names one after another. So yeah, connect with Krishna instead of connecting with Maya. That's it. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Durga Devi, speaking to Haridas Thakur, refers to Rama Naam as the Tarak Mantra. It delivers us. Just as Hanuman could cross the ocean by chanting Lord Rama's name, so we can cross the ocean of samsara. But Durga Devi says to Haridas that Krishna Naam is para. Doesn't just deliver us, but actually the two terms in this context are very similar. But she makes the point that Ram Nam delivers us from material existence, and Krishna Nam, the name of Krishna, delivers us to Krishna, to spiritual existence. Krishna Nam hoite pabe Krishna charan. By the name of Krishna, not only will we be delivered from material existence, but we will reach the lotus feet of Krishna. Another way of putting this is that he's called Tara because we get rid of all the rubbish, bad things. He helps us to cross all over this pile of sins, and so many sins and sinful desires. By his grace, we can easily cross them all. Baladev Vidyabhushan, he links this name also with the previous name, but in a different way. The previous name, Bhur Bhuva Swataru, he links it with the previous name by saying that Tara, another meaning for Tara, is a pearl. He resembles a spotless pearl. That means he is not tainted by maintaining the material manifestation with all the created beings. He maintains all the material manifestation with everyone, with all their material desires, but he remains spotless. Name 969 is Savita, and again we are reminded of the name. Now it's two names previously now, Bhurbhuva Svastaruhu. We're reminded of that because again in the Brahma Gayatri we have Bhurbhuva Sva, these words come, and then just after that we have Savita. Savita in the Brahma Gayatri mantra means the sun. Literally, Savita means that which brings into being, who produces. And in the previous occurrence of this name Savita came less than 100 names ago. This, with the same generic meaning, Parashabhata referred to Bhagavan in the form of the sun as the producer of rain and therefore crops. Here he takes the same meaning, Savita, as the producer, but not specifically referring to the sun, but referring to Bhagavan Vishnu as the creator of everything. In this regard, a sub-commentator, Sri Mushna Mandavan, refers to the Taittiriya Upanishad from Ananda Valli. So kamayata bahusyam prajayayeti. He desired, may I become many, may I be born. Now, Brahma, in this universe having four heads, is known to be the creator. But the actual fact is that there are many creations. Not only one creation. With every day of Brahma, there's a creation. And in each case, the initial creation is done by Bhagavan Vishnu, and then he turns over the rest of the work to Brahma. Bhagavan Vishnu first creates the 24 tattvas, Prakriti, Mahan or Mahatattva, Ahankar, the five tanmatras, subtle elements, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha, sound, touch, taste, form, and smell. Then the Panchabhutas, earth, water, fire, which includes light and heat, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Then the five working senses, karmendriyas, hand, leg, tongue, anus, or the organ of excretion, and the organ of reproduction. Then the five gyanendriyas, the senses through which we perceive, ear, eye, mouth, nose, and skin, and the mind. Then after this, after bringing these all into being in a undeveloped form, Bhagavan creates the four-headed Brahma, the first created being, gives him the knowledge, gives him the ability, and lets him proceed further with sorting everything out and making the creation. He doesn't just leave Brahma and go off to dance with the gopis. He's doing that anyway, but Vishnu enters into the heart of Brahma and guides him in the matter of creation after this point. We know in the third canto of Bhagavatam, we have Brahma praying to Vishnu for the power to create, the knowledge, the ability. So it's the knowledge and the power given to Brahma by Bhagavan by which the creation is created. So the true creator is Bhagavan. Baladev Vidyabhushan takes a different understanding of these names altogether. Well, a different breakup of the words. Instead of Savita, he uses an alternative reading, Sapita, and takes this as two names. One is Sa, Saha, which means that he, the word sa, saha in Sanskrit, can refer to a specific item which has already been designated and to a specific person that has already been designated. So he is called Sa, Baladev says, because he is well known for having such a nature. That's how he explains it. Well known for having such a nature means maintaining the material manifestation. Bhur Bhuva Swastaru. Then he takes another word, Pita, meaning father. And we have to look forward now to the next name, which is Prapitamaha, meaning great-grandfather. So father, great-grandfather, there's some link there. But for the name Pita, he gives the same understanding as others do for the name Savita, namely the creator of, well, the father, the creator of all. Tesham Janakatvat Pita, because he is the Janak, the one who brings into being everything in the three worlds. He is known as the father or the creator of all. Vantya kalpata rubyas chakripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.